Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of For Fox's Sake by Millie Taden, performed by Lauren Sweet. Chapter 1. Fellowship Agent Devin Saunders stood in his sweatpants staring out his apartment's kitchen window at the scene in the park next door. The coffee mug in his hand started to burn his fingertips, but he was too intrigued in the police activity to notice, until his panther pawed at him. "Put down the cup, idiot human." He did.
"Yeah, yeah. If our mate was out there, you wouldn't notice the pain either."
"But she isn't. She doesn't exist." Devin sighed. He almost believed, as his animal did. If a mate for them existed, wouldn't they have met by now? But he still hung on a thread to the words his mother had always said. "She's out there. Be patient. Fate will guide you to her. Have faith." His faith was shattered not too long ago when his stepsister and her son were killed because of him. It was his fault. He wasn't there to protect them, and they were too weak. He would never again make that mistake. Never again get close enough to love someone, only to have them ripped away when he wasn't looking. He often wondered how he could have a mate if he was never loving anyone again. His panther said if they did find her, they were taking her, weak or not, so he needed to get over it. Devin snorted. They'd see who won when it came to keeping their mate safe, if she existed. Picking up his coffee mug, he headed to the bedroom to change into pants and sports coat. Badge in pocket, before crashing the party in the park. In the short amount of time he'd been in Shedford, Oregon, he'd met a few of the local police and actually liked them. The small town was almost the polar opposite of Los Angeles. He'd been in the LAPD for so long, he'd forgotten there were nice people who cared about others. In L.A., most of those kinds of humans either had moved away a long time ago or had been killed. Being undercover in the dregs of society had a tendency to jade even the strongest of shifters, than to have your family taken and tortured. He stopped those thoughts in their tracks. That time in his life needed to stay in the past. He wouldn't let it overwhelm him as it had before. This was his new start.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?